T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Trey, I'll start with you. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
Great.
Good.
I was just joking with James White a few minutes ago. I said, you know, we're going to talk to you guys here today, and I figured one was going to be in a real good mood. The other one might not be in such a good mood. Or is a win, or is a win, is a win, and that's all that matters.
Oh, yeah. You know, a win is a win, you know, however you get it. But, you know, you don't want to put up 40 points, but, you know, as long as we got more points than they did, I mean, it's a team game, so. You know, the offense looked out.
What was the difference between the first half and second half? First half, you guys were forcing them to kick a lot of field goals, kept the scoring down. Yeah. Second half, they seemed to have a lot more openings.
Yeah, just the explosive plays. You know, we let the quarterback out the pocket a little bit, and, you know, he was able to, you know, get it to the fast guys downfield. And, you know, Tyreek Hill, and, you know, he's pretty fast. He's hard to keep up with. Yeah. So, you know, anytime you give the quarterback time enough to get it to him, and, you know, he's able to get open. And just those explosive plays, I think, you know, just we was containing them for the most part, but, you know, maybe 5 explosive plays in the second half is pretty much what got him back in the game. So,
is there any quarterback in the NFL better at throwing on the run than Patrick Mahomes seems to be?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a great quarterback. He's able to, you know, he don't have to set his feet most of the times. He just
and he gets a lot on it.
Yeah. So he's definitely got a strong arm and able to get it out there. So, you know, some guys, you know, have to set their feet to able to, you know, put a you know, get the strength in the throw. But, you know, he got a strong arm and he's able to, you know, throw it down there without, you know, on the run, like you said, getting tackled or running away from the pressure and things like that. So, you know, he's pretty unique.
And, Rob, you could probably speak to this too, but everybody makes such a big deal out of the run-pass option, right? And so with Kansas City, for you specifically, like both of your positions, what's your main responsibility there? Because it seems like a lot can kind of go wrong.
It's quarterback first.
Yeah.
You got to make sure the quarterback doesn't get outside of you, because, you know, with the run-pass option, he's reading basically the end of the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. So.
Right.
If you just collapse down too quickly, he'll just pull it and run around the corner. But he's also looking at the coverage. So when those linebackers suck up and they try to get into the line of scrimmage to stop the run, that's when he pulls it and throws it in behind you. So you saw a bunch of those plays where, you know, it's a run pass option, but when the linebackers come up to try and get into the run play, then he just pulls it out and dinks it right over the top. So a couple of those passes were a little bit off, because I think Mahomes, early in the game, I thought he was going to be a little bit nervous. It was a big game for him. He's 23 years old. Really,
he looks kind of
in
first
the beginning.
Did,
the first
yeah.
in the, his
yeah.
first 5 throws, yeah. and you see guys throwing a little bit high or like overthrowing.
Yeah.
That means they're just putting a little bit too much on it. And you know, they ran in the first game last year. They run those wheel routes, and instead of going outside the hash, they just hit the hash and go vertical. So they stacked the linebacker, which on the first overthrow, you know, high. At the time, it's probably like, yes, he overthrew it.
Right.
Perfect. But that would have been a score. So, you know, I think that he settled down a little bit, and then he was making some great throws. And, you know, you got a guy like Hill. He's your, you know,
lightning fast.
GTFB.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Even
back.
When you are. Yeah. Even when you are back.
Get,
I mean,
get the 75 yarder.
Get
back because, you know, he's got the speed to break angles. And, you know, a guy like myself, I was never a fast guy. So when I would see a guy running, I'd be like, all right, I need to go to the pylon. And I would just start running. So
take the deepest angle, man.
Just get on my angle. And then when I saw last night, I mean, Dev was on an angle and he just was gone. So, I mean, the dude's fast. So,
and what about Mahomes? Is he a guy, too, that you think you have him and you don't? Because it seems like pretty elusive. I mean, you guys put pressure on him, but no sacks yet last night.
Yeah, you know, he was a guy that, you know, had to he escaped through the back of the pocket. Yeah, so he was, you know, he'll backpedal. He'll, you know, retreat from the rush. You know, you coming at him, but he retreating from the rush and, you know, able to throw it. Still, you know, 10 yards behind the ball, he'd still be able to throw it. So, You know, he's one of the guys that just was smart, you know, smart enough to, you know, understand that, you know, if we coming in his face, you know, get to the back of the pocket and, you know, trust his arm strength.
And most guys can't do that. Most guys, right. When they run out of the back of the pocket, you're as a DN, you're like, because you're, like, happy about it. Because when they go back in the pocket, that's just making your angle easy. You're just running a straight line. Like Tom, when he steps up in the pocket, you're just, like, trying to turn the corner, and he steps up, and you can't get to him. So he'll learn a little bit. But, again, it was a great game. I knew it was going to be a high-scoring game. Mm. But in the early in the game, in the red zone, the Pats, we always have the bend but don't break mentality of, okay, they might be able to drive the field, but hold them to three, and then our offense is going to score. So you kind of saw that there. They were able to only get 9 points out of three drives, and then before the end of the half, throw an interception. I mean, that's huge. So, you know, it was a good team victory, and they'll see this team again down the road.
You get that sense, too?
They're going to be in a position where, you know, if we take care of business, like, you know.
And I could say this because I don't play anymore, you know, Kansas City, the Patriots have a better defense than Kansas City. Kansas City defenses, I mean, our offense, the Patriots offense, obviously was clicking all firing on all cylinders. But, you know, when you run in for 8 yards a run, like, they just they look like they're struggling out there. So, you know, for me, good team victory back and forth. But it was fun to watch. It's entertaining. It's one of those games that's entertaining, you know.
Do you guys feel, on the defense, Kansas City scores on the 75-yarder to go ahead, but there's 3 minutes up on that clock. Yeah. Are you thinking, like I'm thinking watching at home, okay, Tom's got this. You're all set.
Yeah, I mean, we trusted the offense. The offense was, you know, like you said, clicking on all cylinders yesterday. So, you know, we obviously didn't want to give them up, you know, the big play and wanted to hold them, but – you know, it was just a next play mentality. You know, offense went out there, they did their job, and, you know, it was just one of those deals where, you know, we had to, the offense had to stall us out this game. So, you know, it's a team game. So.
Now, you had it was on one of the turnovers where you absolutely destroyed Eric Fisher. You lined up Fisher, so now you turn into, from a defensive player into a lead blocker. Is that one of the great kind of moments that you guys can have as a defensive player?
Yeah, I mean, you know, anytime you can, you know, just kind of peel back on somebody that's not looking.
Yeah, he'll peel back. They'll peel back on you.
Yeah, right, you're used to that's happening to you all the time.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So
them guards are trying to kill you when you're trying to rush.
Yeah. So
because they threw a flag on you, they picked it up.
Yeah. They asked me did I hit him legally, and you know I knew I hit him, you know, kind of in the chest area. I didn't hit him in the head.
They asked you.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, I did. They're like, okay, we're picking it up. Forget it.
They said they had to look at it. So you know, I was like, yeah, I'm good, I'm clean. So they said, yeah, they're looking at it. Yeah, so.
I don't know if Eric Fisher remembers it, but it was definitely clean.
It's kind of the and once in a while you'd get one of those too as well, where you get to turn the tables a little bit.
I would always miss mine.
You're so ramped up.
I was always like, I'd turn around and I'd see somebody and I'd miss them.
No.
Yeah,
I tried.
I was kind of glad Hightower came to this side because I was I turned around looking. I thought he was gonna go the other way, but once they start peeling this way, I said, I got me one. Yeah,
I thought that might be the best game I've seen Dante Hightower play here.
Oh yeah, he's coming along, you know, coming along this season and make some great plays for us. So, yeah, he's always been a great player to me. So, you know, he's doing good. Yeah.
And so does today. You start to look at what the Bears' offense is all about.
We'll you know, go in and watch this film a little bit, and you know, just kind of start off, you know, introducing the Bears as far as personnel and things like that. So,
is there parts of this video today you just do not watch?
Nah, I think you got to watch it all, you know, just kind of to see, you know, how I guess to tell the two halves, you could basically say just, you know, how we controlled them and things in the first half, and then, you know, the things we probably, you know, did wrong in the second half or some miscues and things like that. So, you know, you got to watch, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, and, you know, you just got to improve and you know, continue on to next week.
Now, does part of you say, as a defense, that's as good of an offense as you're going to face? Like, not to make excuses for yourself, but, I mean, that's a full, complete offense that scores a lot of points against a lot of teams.
Yeah, we understand, you know, what we was facing up against, and, you know, we knew that they had some great players that's going to make some great plays, and, you know, you just kind of got to you know, go on to the next play, go on to the next drive, and understand that, you know, it's the NFL, so you can't just, you know, think you're just going to dominate everybody. You know, you want to,
right.
But, you know, obviously, you know, they got a job as well, so you just kind of tip your hat to them and, you know, glad we got the win, so, yeah.
We'll let you get down the hall. I know you got
all
meetings
right.
to get to and all that. Thank
all
you.
Right.
Good
yes,
to
sir.
See you again,
Thank
Trey.
You. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.